This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Many Americans understand social media giants like Twitter and Facebook heavily censor our pro-life message. But are you aware many of the so-called fact-checkers are extremely biased and share false information on the abortion issue? For example, the Washington Post claimed one of the presidential candidates actually opposes abortion after 20 weeks when he's on record saying he supports it, quote, under any circumstances. Even so, Snopes, one of the more popular fact-checkers, came to the candidate's defense by regurgitating his party's talking points on late-term abortion, not the facts. These days, most of us get our information online, so please be aware the sources you may depend upon for truth may be in reality campaigning for the other side. Pray for wisdom.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.